I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Paying off the mortgage for an historic home in Springfield and the higher state income tax rate, is it bringing in what was promised? I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's talk about the income tax. It went up in the state of Illinois over the summer. And when it comes to filing taxes here next year, people are going to pay what's known as a blended rate. Can you explain that?
Well, the income tax increases, corporate and individual, were included in the budget that ended that two-year stalemate in Illinois. In the case of the individual rate, it went from 3.75% to 4.95% as of July 1. What the Illinois Department of Revenue has announced is, because it took effect mid-year, there will be a blended rate of about 4.3%. That's what you will pay on 2017 income when you file your 2018 returns. And they explained that's 6 months under the old rate, 6 months under the new rate, and they came up with this kind of a rate in the middle, if you will.
And then it comes down to how much money is that tax bringing in to help the state out, and what did you find out?
Well, that was the whole idea, of course, try to catch up with some of the backlog of bills that Illinois owes. The estimate was that this would bring in about $5.1 billion over the fiscal year that started July 1. And according to a November update from the Commission on Forecasting and Government Accountability, it is on track. The individual rate brought in about $1.4 billion from July to November, and the corporate increase about $218 million. If it stays on that pace, they think it should hit that $5.1 billion number, give or take a few million.
A lot of people in Springfield are familiar with the Elijah Isles House. It's been around since the 1830s, and it's owned by a foundation that seeks to preserve it. You reported that they've now paid off a mortgage.
This is the home at 7th and Cook Streets in Springfield, and the home is named for Elijah Isles, who was one of the founders of Springfield back in the 1820s. Well, they've put about $1 million into restoring that home, which has been in three different locations since it was constructed, they think, in about 1837. They recently paid off the final $80,000 on the mortgage, and by freeing up that money, Sean, what they plan to do next is add a carriage house. This would be immediately east of the home, and it's contingent on the city of Springfield turning over a vacant lot to the foundation, which we're told probably will happen in January. And then they'll begin to look at fundraising and that type of thing to go ahead and build the next structure there.
Well, speaking of projects, the city of Springfield has been talking for a long time about the 11th Street extension. And we have a date now for when that might actually occur.
You know, it's one of those things, we all drive around, we see these construction projects and the roads are paved and it looks like it's about ready to open. And that's the case with the 11th Street extension there between Stevenson Drive and Lincolnshire Boulevard, that area anchored by Walmart. The city's been getting a lot of questions about that since much of the paving work is done. But what they tell us, there's a lot of utility work and other changes that still need to be made at that intersection. So at this point, it looks like it will open in the summer of 2018. So drivers are going to have to wait a few more months before they can begin to take that route, which will, by the way, open 11th Street all the way to University of Illinois Springfield.
Another extension on a different project, the Sangamon Valley Trail, a 6-mile extension now complete.
This is the trail at the west side of Springfield. It's a very popular bike walking path. And the first 6 miles opened a few years ago, basically from Centennial Park up to Stewart Park. And recently they completed another 6-mile extension, and that's from Stewart Park up to Cantrell Road, which is almost to the Menard County line. So you have a 12-mile bike path there now, and we understand it's being heavily used already, although they do plan some kind of formal ribbon cutting, we're told, in coming months.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.